Ronnie Dunn recorded three singles in the early 1980s, but none garnered enough success to get his solo career off the ground. In 1990, he teamed with Kix Brooks to form Brooks and Dunn. The duo's popularity was immediate. Beginning with their 1991 debut single, Brand New Man, Brooks and Dunn topped the country chart 26 times and sold more than 30 million albums worldwide. Between 1992 and 2006, Brooks and Dunn won the Country Music Association's Vocal Duo of the Year Award 14 times. They've collected over 60 industry honors, including three Entertainer of the Year Awards from the Academy of Country Music. Although he had two decades of success behind him, Ronnie Dunn told Billboard he was scared to death about launching a solo career. He said, "I think fear and insecurity are great motivators. I look at the length of time that we were in the marketplace with Brooks and Dunn, and I don't know how people are going to accept me, and I don't assume in any way they're going to come running to this project." At the same time, Ronnie says it was liberating to have complete control over his solo project.
Let's say we're sorry, for it's too late. Give forgiveness a chance. Turn the anger into water. Let it slip through our hands. We all bleed red. We all taste rain. All fall down, lose our way. We all say words we regret. We all cry tears, we all bleed red.
Ronnie's fans and country radio showed their support for his new solo career by making its first single, Bleed Red, a top 10 hit. The album debuted at number 1 on the country chart and at number 5 on the Billboard 200. Ronnie recently kicked off a U.S. concert tour that will keep him on the road through mid-September. Dunn wrote or co-wrote 9 of the 12 songs and also produced the album. His new single deals with a war veteran who returns home and becomes a victim of the current economic downfall. Here's Ronnie Dunn with Cost of Living. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Everything to know about me is written on this page. Number you can reach me, my social and my age. Yes, I served in the Army, it's where I learned to shoot. 18 months in the desert, pouring sand out of my boots. No, I've never been convicted of a crime. I could start this job at any time.